What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We have a great show for you tonight. Lisa Vanderpump is having a lie detector test. Camille is getting married. There's so much to talk about on tonight's episode. Tune in right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
What's up, girl? It's just you and I tonight.
Yes, it's just us tonight, guys.
We have so much to talk about. Hey, guys, I'm Thomas Erlina. Thank you guys for watching our after show. We have so much to talk about. I'm here with Amanda Terry, celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight, Thomas?
Good. How is Kim Kardashian?
Oh, gosh. You guys, I was in Namie's, which is a makeup store in, like, North Hollywood area, Valley area, and Kim Kardashian was in there with North today, so that was my eventful evening before I came here.
Yes, and then straight into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right, after show.
Right. Can we be any more LA?
I know. We see these celebrities all over the place. It's nothing new.
Yeah, everybody was freaking out, and I'm like, let them live. Let the people live.
Exactly. What did you think about tonight's episode?
I absolutely loved it. There was so much going on and so much, like, beautiful sceneries, outfits, everything. I loved it. Yes. I really, really liked tonight's episode. Did you like it?
I liked it. I think it was pretty well balanced. It's nice departure. I hear from Erica from different publications that the show is about to shift a little bit. Camille Ooh. Is going to be at least at the forefront of a lot of things coming in the later
drama?
Episodes. Yes.
Uh-oh.
We see Kim on next week's episode. So there's so much to dive into. Let's start with what the people want to talk about. I mean, I tried to pull as many tweets as I could from you guys. We have a great Twitter segment as usual. So look out for your tweets. Lie detector test.
Okay. How can it be 0% really?
That is something that is going to be an ongoing conversation the rest of the season.
What do you think? Honestly. Do you think, like, she paid them? Do you think she gave them she did give them the questions we saw.
Yes.
She gave them the questions.
I think it's very noble of her to go and put herself out there.
I give her
especially
credit.
When there's so many different housewife franchises where people are caught up in lies and people are like, well, do you want me to take a lie detector test? This, for the first time in a long time, is we've seen a housewife in the hot seat.
Yeah.
And you know, the episode, we just finished watching tonight's episode. It's going to take me some time and a few more mm-hmm. articles for me to find out really how I feel about this. But I'm shook. I'm shook that she did it. John Sessa was there with her in the whole
During the whole process.
During the whole process of it. And I think I want to believe her.
I
want to believe her. And she's so confident. She swore on her children. Again, I'm very strong with people that do that. I don't think as parents that that's something that we loosely just say. I swear on my kids. I don't think that Lisa comes off like that. I know how much her kids mean to her. So I want to say, as of now, I do believe test is 100% accurate.
And but just like Teddy said, she's like, Ted Bundy passed a lie detector.
Wow.
Which, I mean, come on. Like, you can honestly train yourself because it's in regards to breathing and slowing down your heart rate so that it doesn't, like, show up as a lie. So you technically can really train yourself to beat a lie detector.
That's true.
So, I mean,
what are your overall thoughts? Because I know the comment box is going to be filled. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. We read the comments. We love reading what you guys have to say.
Yes.
We're so passionate about the show, just like you are. And we watch every little detail. What are your thoughts about this lie detector test?
I give her credit for doing it. Okay. But again, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So I want to believe her just like you. I'm kind of on board with you. But again, we don't know. We don't know for sure. We don't know what happens behind the scenes. So I want to believe her, but I don't know, you guys.
There was a lot that the guy was saying. 30 years, he's done these tests over 10,000 people. I mean, there was a lot in there that made me be like, okay, he said that twice. Is it really necessary to keep saying that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something that I saw on Twitter already is people were jumping at the Erica comment that Lisa made.
That I have it written down. So yes. I did want to talk about that, about what she said. She was like, ask me anything, but I don't even feel comfortable repeating it, but don't ask me if Erica, like, has something tucked in between her legs. Like, that to me was such a low blow. No pun intended. No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Seriously, that was a really mean, like, that was a mean, nasty comment.
And you know what? For me, it
and
was
Erica's
really,
beautiful.
Yeah.
She's not look like a man.
It was really random, too, for her to say that, because I feel like Erica hasn't really been saying anything negative towards Lisa.
So why was she poking at her, you think?
You know, it's. I think it might have to do with something later on that goes on in the season that maybe that was
it just
taped
happened in the commentary, yeah.
Yeah, it just was a shuffle of commentary, but I was really shocked.
Me too. I just thought that it was super mean and nasty and, like, I don't know. It came out, it was like, if to me, it seemed like it was out of nowhere, but again.
So she was alluding the fact that she was making... You know, and for the gay community, the LGBTQ community, I just think that that was just so not a Lisa thing to do. Like, to say it was, I know a lot of
maybe
people...
Maybe it was just a bad day.
Maybe.
For her during confessional or something? I don't know.
Well, you know what? It might be British humor.
Oh, Thomas, dang.
It might be British humor. I have no Apparently. Idea. But that came out, that, like, literally came out of nowhere.
It did. It did, and I thought it was mean.
How do you think Erica's going to respond to this?
She's going to go off on her. You know Erica's not afraid of nobody. She'll stand face to face with her. That'd be a good fight, Erica and Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Shoot.
If MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch was still around.
Oh my God, I forgot about that show. Do you guys remember that show, Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes. Let us know in the comments if you do. We have the live chat up here. Tabitha is in the house. It
What's
says,
up, Tabitha?
I enjoyed tonight's episode. I feel like, though, protest too much, Lisa Vanderpump. Felicia in the comment box says, Erica said she should do everything to defend herself. Lisa Vanderpump does it. She criticizes her on Watch What Happens Live.
Mm.
We have another one from the Beverly Hills Have Eyes. How painfully convenient that someone Kyle knows just happened to know someone who just happened to see Lisa Vanderpump at the lie detector office. Hashtag girl please. Hashtag production
is on
point.
I literally have that written down right here where it says false story about the lie detector. I thought that was such like a coincidental story, coincidentally on the exact same day that Lisa was there. I mean, who knows? It is LA. Like, who knows? It could be true, but I found it a little bit too coincidental.
Like, suspect.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that the producers are doing this and have Kyle kind of like bring this in some way? Like, how does that all transpire this way? You know, how do we get Kyle to just say that and then magically Lisa's there and all that? Do you think that's a production thing?
I think the production does obviously have a lot to do with the show.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Even if it's reality, kids.
Yes. So, good point. We'll be reading your live chats as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Radar Online question came up.
Right.
That was in there. That's so important. I think that is really the root of this whole, you know, drama with Kyle. It was the story. So now that she's come clean, she feels confident that there is zero chance that she knew about this. We're believing her or not believing her? I need some clarity here.
I believe her.
You believe her?
I believe her.
Okay. I'm going to say I believe her too, but I know our comment boxes and our fans of our
after
show.
Hit us up, guys. Come on.
Yes. Everybody's going to have their own opinions about this.
Tell us what you think.
I know.
In the comment section
below. We will continue to have that conversation. We're going to Hawaii.
Yes.
This is really nice to kind of segue away from Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Camille is getting married. It's interesting to me that Kyle doesn't really know too much of what's going on in the planning.
She's like, horrible bride. I just think she needs to be a little bit more involved. I don't know. Maybe she has a lot going on, but it was very comical. It made the show, gave the show a little humor.
Yes.
She never knew what was going on.
Let's talk about the dress because I know, let's try to mix up our show tonight. It's just us. Let's talk the fashion. Bridesmaid dresses are so important. I was just on the way here talking about weddings and bridesmaids with one of my best friends. What did you think about the color and the dress and Camille's wedding dress, actually?
Okay. So the bridesmaid's dresses I loved. I thought they were beautiful. I thought the color was beautiful. Her dress, the bride's dress, Camille, her dress was beautiful. It was a lot of flowers, but it worked. It looked good on her.
on the print of the dress.
Yeah, it was all flowers, even the veil. It was all the same print. Mm-hmm. And I think it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
for
think
a
she
Hawaii
looked
wedding.
Yes. Everything was so perfect for Hawaii. That ceremony was
an aerial shot.
Insane.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
So beautiful.
Yes. So we see the cast get to the airport. They're flying on Hawaiian Airlines. Have you been to Hawaii?
No, and I want to go.
Okay.
Manifesting.
Yeah,
manifesting. I'm going to Hawaii this year.
You have
on
to.
That same plane that the seats went laid down.
Yes, exactly.
It was so luxurious.
That means you have to go on Hawaiian Airlines.
Yes.
Yes. I've been 4 or 5 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, but I haven't gone to the big island where Camille lives. I've gone to Maui and Oahu. I have family out there.
Okay.
So it's so magical.
Are you Hawaiian?
Since my family lives there, I'm going to say I'm part.
But Filipino?
Yeah, Filipino.
Okay, my nieces are half Filipino, so that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Hawaii is just so magical. They all got there, and we get to get a glimpse of where they're staying. Super nice resort.
Beautiful.
Right off the beach.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Lisa Rinna is getting sick.
Yeah, that's such a bummer. That happens a lot, though, because flying so much, I flew to Costa Rica last year, and I got sick on the way back. It's not fun.
It's the worst, especially when you're, planning this vacation. And I'm sure Lisa would have said way more.
I know.
She had Dorit.
It was a bit awkward tonight not hearing her voice a lot.
I know. We had Dorit kind of talking a little bit on her behalf, but not really. We see Camille joins the group on the ocean. They go paddleboarding, which is super cute.
I've been paddleboarding. Have you?
No.
It is so hard.
Is it really?
I went paddleboarding in Newport Beach last year, mm-hmm. and I got stuck in the marina thing, and I almost hit a boat.
Oh, crap.
It's really hard.
Is it
It's really hard. And there were boats coming out. I panicked.
Is it the balancing, or?
It's more like this maneuver. It takes a lot to get it going.
Upper body.
Water. Yeah, and to turn it and stuff. If you've never done it before, I definitely recommend practicing before you go.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even kidding. Again, I did it in the marina, Back Bay in Newport, and I seriously almost hit a boat.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's funny though.
Well, let us know if you guys have, because that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Minus that whole
Yeah, don't
boat
hit a boat,
incident.
You guys. Make sure you look out for boats.
Yes. Sarah in the group chat says, bridesmaid dresses weren't as bad as Kyle had said.
I don't think they were that bad either. I think that there needs to be some sort of a system when you pick your bridesmaids and go shopping for the dresses. I think that I think it should be a whole day.
Yeah.
Because Camille picked her bridesmaid's dress, and remember Kyle's boobs were just a little too big, so she had to get it altered.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's no, cohesiveness.
Yeah, because everybody's bodies are different.
Mm-hmm. Deborah in the chat says, I believe LVP2. Thank you, Deborah. She believes Lisa Vanderpump. Why lie? Doritos broke the contract with Vanderpump Dogs. I believe she was too embarrassed to return another dog. The story about who got the dog has changed now 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
See, I'm telling you, these hardcore fans.
They're bringing up thank you so much, you guys. You guys are bringing up such great points. I love it. And it's going to get us talking.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ding.
Ding.
So Camille brings up the fact that Lisa Vanderpump and her spoke.
Yes.
I think that that's what Camille does best. She's really good at transferring all this information.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna was very much trying to grill her a little bit and saying, why wasn't she here? Why isn't she here? We know now that Lisa Vanderpump didn't feel comfortable coming to this wedding.
And Camille said she was okay with it, right?
I mean, she was sad and disappointed, as I'm sure a longstanding friend. You want those people
there. Of course.
Regardless of the situation, but it was what it was. Do you think Lisa should have gone?
If she's truly Camille's friend, I think she should have gone. I understand there's awkwardness, if you're not getting along with people that you're around, but people need to learn that there's times and places that you just have to be professional, show up and leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There doesn't have to be drama. There doesn't have to be conflict or confrontation. Just show up, be supportive, and leave.
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
I know. And weddings in Hawaii,
that's
first
like,
of all.
Not even, it's just, to me, it's if that's your friend, that's just an important day, you know? And
exactly.
If you have beef with other people, you just show up, be cordial, ignore, and leave. It's not that hard.
I know. And it's Hawaii out of
all
places.
I know. I mean, I'm sure Lisa's been Really? I'm sure Lisa's been to Hawaii a million times.
I know. Well, I just think that, like, the fact that it was Hawaii, it's such a great place to go.
Like a destination.
It's such good vibes, too. Yeah. This is definitely where you want to
Like when Lisa said, everybody loves being in Hawaii. Like, nobody's in a bad mood in Hawaii.
No one's mad in Hawaii.
It's so true. Nobody's mad in Hawaii.
I think she should have gone.
I think so, too. I do.
Back
Lisa.
At home. Yes.
Dang it.
Back at home, Denise is going to her shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that Denise could have been there. It would have been a little bit more exciting having more of the women there, too. What do you think?
Yes, I think it would have been a lot of fun having Denise there. Denise always just brings so much just being genuine. She just brings the realness. And I love it. I love Denise.
Yeah. I wish that she was there, too. Something that really shocked me on tonight's episode was how amazing Camille's house looked.
That house? I think I have a new favorite house, Thomas.
I know. We might have to take back our poll results.
It looked like Disneyland Indiana Jones. Like,
you know what's interesting? Looking back at the side-by-sides from her 2010 house to the house now in 2019. She came up, and the designs are so open. Like, it's such an open space.
I love how designs like that.
Yeah.
Just indoor-outdoor type things. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, like, what was your favorite part about the house?
The entryway and wherever they were standing outside. Wherever it was in the beginning before they entered, that was so stunning. I seriously looked like Disneyland. Like,
it didn't even really look like a house. It looked like a resort.
Yes.
Right?
To be honest, I thought it was a resort when they first got there. And like, oh, I know, it's Camille's house. I was like...
Amanda did ask me. She's like, that's Camille's house. I'm like, yes, that's her house.
That's a house? Okay.
It looked like a resort.
It really did.
But I'm glad for her. I know that Hawaii is Camille's place away from Beverly Hills, and that's she kind of owns that. She was kind of having her moment.
She was.
On this episode.
Everybody deserves to be happy. She's been through a lot. I'm happy for her. And that guy is way more good looking than Kelsey Grammer. So, good job, Camille.
Yes. The come up. The come up
good
is
job,
real.
Good job, Camille.
So let's see what happened at the house. They had some great pasta.
Oh, Mauricio.
Mauricio. Yes.
I had a little one too many.
Yes.
He's so fun.
I know. The cast basically talked about their highs and lows of what they
liked in their partners and disliked.
I feel like Teddy's husband didn't really give it like Mauricio did. I know Mauricio is like a veteran at this point. He's done this so many times. But what did you think of the highs and lows of their relationships?
I thought that they were very empty answers. I think that they felt uncomfortable and they didn't want to offend their partners. And I don't think that they should ask these questions around other people because people can tend to get embarrassed, whether that person meant it in a bad way or not, whatever. People's feelings can tend to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And especially with drinks.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a good idea, but I think that they were very, like, boring answers because they didn't want to piss off their partners, honestly.
I don't think we got to hear from Dorit, right? I would have remembered if they asked PK, unless...
Well,
I
think that they didn't ask Dorit. Well, no.
They didn't,
because,
right?
Because
he wasn't there.
But they... didn't they ask one of the girls in their partner?
Lisa Renner, and she
still answered.
Yeah. I don't know if we got to...
I couldn't see Dorit doing that. She's like, oh, I love everything about PK.
Well, you could tell that Kyle and Mauricio are so in love, and they're literally couple goals.
Seriously? Like, I love them together.
They're perfect. Let's see in the chat.
And he just kept going on about Kyle. It was like, oh, say one thing. And he was like, she's a mother. I was like, oh, man.
It was just everything.
I'm like, Mauricio, seriously? Ugh.
This one's perfect. Coming from Grand. Wait for it, Sarah. These nasty women are putting an act and will go back to back, especially vile Kyle. Ouch.
Ooh. Why is Kyle vile?
This is all going down in the group chat now.
Oh, no.
This is from Sarah. I wish the woman whom Dorit gave the dog to would come forward and put the issue to rest. That is an interesting...
Perfect solution.
Should we ask
Let's
the
do
world?
It.
I mean... Where is this
How
woman?
Can we contact her?
Yes. If you guys know, reach out to her for us so we can get to the bottom
of
this.
Yeah, if you guys want to do some digging and find it or something, we'll look too.
There's so many sides to the story. Before we go any further, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV as we do every week. And Amanda, take it away.
Hey guys, before we go any further, I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching, commenting, listening. We sincerely appreciate it. We want to continue to hear from you guys here at AfterBuzz. We want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. Please give us 5 stars. stars on iTunes. Give us thumbs up, comment. We love you guys. Keep it coming.
Thank you guys so much. We read the comments all the time, and we appreciate you guys being so passionate about the show and our hosting abilities here at AfterBuzz TV. So thank you guys
thank you for all the love.
We're back in the group chat. Deborah says, I think all that small talk was those few trying to fill in space. We can see those ladies can't carry this show alone.
Which ones?
All the women.
Oh, without Lisa.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, if you think about it, Lisa is like... I feel like she is, like, the ringleader, almost.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think she's... there's a real void on the show without her?
I do. I really do. I don't... Like we've said numerous times, you know, I really don't think it's the same, like, without her. And I don't think she's replaceable at all.
No.
I don't think anybody can replace Lisa Vanderpump. It's just... There's no one like her.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I was watching a little bit of Vanderpump Rules reunion. Do you watch that show?
I used to. I have dabbled in, but I haven't, you know.
The cast has grown so much.
Really?
Yeah, and just seeing Lisa right next to Andy, it's like she has such a place. Do you see on some of the commercials, she has an app with Vanderpump Rules now?
I did not know
that. They have a game going on. It's like she's parlayed this into so many different business ventures. It's really hard to go up against Lisa Vanderpump,
whether
you like her or not.
It's like, what else? She literally makes a company out of anything. Like a piece of dust. It's just like,
exactly.
Vanderpump.
Vanderpump dust.
Vanderpump dust.
Exactly.
1 million followers.
I know. Right off the bat.
Must be nice to be so dang powerful. I love it. That's so awesome.
I know.
Get it, girl.
I mean, as much as people have so many things to say about her, we cannot knock the fact that she can definitely pull these businesses together.
I respect her for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We see Mauricio and Kyle during this breakfast, and Mauricio wants to do something with the Umansky last name. He wants to have another kid. He wants to, you know, have his last name grow on and on and on. But we see a flashback from
2010.
10 years ago.
They looked so different.
They did.
They looked so young. Like, I'm not saying they look, like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you can tell, like, 9 years. Like, it's so crazy to see how much, like, they've evolved and grown and... I don't blame him though for that last name, because me, I'm the youngest of three girls, and my father's no longer here, unfortunately. So
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, he's no longer here. But so when I get married, I'm keeping my last name because I want to continue on like my last name.
Would
for
you
him.
Do a hyphen
for him?
Or...
Yeah, I'll do a hyphen. I want my name first, and then you know whoever my future husband is, his last name after, just for my dad, you know.
No, of course. I think that there's so much that was. Like talked about that was just very interesting to see him want another kid at this stage and for Kyle to have that discussion with them. I think that that's something that a lot of the viewers will kind of dive into. Do you think that they would have another kid?
They will. I mean, look at them. They're gorgeous. They're in love. They're probably pretty busy. So it's pop out another one, man. They're all their kids are so beautiful. So I think, I mean, it's up to Kyle. Like she said, she's like, what do you think? I'm a machine. It's like, it's like people don't understand. It's the woman's body, you know, like,
exactly.
But, I think they'd have such a cute little boy. I want them to have a kid. Do it, Kyle.
Yes.
Let's do
they
it.
Totally should.
Yes. But do we know how old she is?
Or
how
I don't
old they
know.
Are?
I'm not 100%.
Because I know like the closer, you know, it's the more risky it is to 40 or over 40 or whatever.
That's true. Sarah says, 9 years too late, Mauricio. Floyd puts, I love Denise. She is great. I think the show is so much better without Lisa Vanderpump. That's what's so great about her after show is that there's so many different opinions.
Yes.
Just like the internet.
Yeah.
I mean
there is less drama.
There has been less drama, which is why I think a lot of people are saying the show's boring. Because to a certain degree, the show is reality TV.
That's why we watch it.
Yeah, the thrill of reality TV is always the drama and everything like that. If there wasn't, then the show would be completely boring.
Seriously, I love it. I love watching shows with drama because it's not my drama.
Exactly. it's an escape,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love it. I live vicariously through it.
Yes.
Yes.
So... One big part of the show that I know a lot of people, and they even used it in the trailer, was they all went to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Rinna could barely even get a word in.
Poor
she
thing.
Was whispering. She was having hot tea. She missed out on having cocktails on this trip,
which
is such a shame, especially in Hawaii.
I know, right?
Because they have so many amazing drinks. Mm-hmm. Let's just get right into Mauricio.
That pink dress was hot. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Rinna's dress was hot.
What did we think about Mauricio and his whole vibe at that dinner table?
It was that one segment where they're just like looking at each other, like laughing and like no words. I was just looking at him like, what is happening? Like, was this supposed to be cut out of the episode and they made a mistake? Like, it was so awkward, right?
I think they wanted to allude to the viewers that Mauricio was not his Mauricio self.
Right. But no, don't you agree that it was awkward?
I think it was, I think it definitely was awkward, but I think it was placed to get the viewers to know that he wasn't just drunk. I mean, what did we think was going on? I mean, Kyle basically said it.
She said he's participating. It seemed to me like he was a little stoned. Yeah. Am I right?
Well, I think Sarah agrees here because she says maybe Mauricio was still high when he was asked the question.
He was giggly. I mean, whatever. They were having fun. It's vacation, but like, who cares? But yeah. I think he's a little stoned. Yeah. But that's what I think. I'm not saying that's what he was.
Yeah, we need Kyle to confirm that.
Yeah, we definitely need to. We need to get Kyle in here or something, right?
I know.
Yeah,
he definitely was having a lot of fun, and he didn't even know who was getting married.
It was hilarious. It was a really nice, lighthearted moment.
Yeah, it was a lighthearted moment. It wasn't like he was being so sloppy
or obnoxious. Yeah.
It was just like just enough to kind of enjoy and laugh with it, and you know,
it was fun. I'll hang out with Mauricio and Kyle. They're fun.
Plus, this guy like works 24/7. He runs the agency. I'm sure just at least going to Hawaii.
Let him take a little puff or something.
Having him, you know, whatever was going on, just let him have a good time.
Yeah. Whatever.
Before we go further in our show, I think it's a good time now to get into our Twitter segment.
Okay.
Yes, woo-hoo. We have so many tweets.
Look at them.
We thank you guys for just being so into the show as much as we are. I'll start it off. This one is from Love Being Mrs. DD. I could hang with Kyle Richards all day. She is hilarious. I have to agree.
I agree.
I wish she would have done the splits or something, but that actually would have taken away from Camille. And
oh,
I think she was a little nervous about being Camille's bridesmaid.
She was. Like, when she went up and said hi to her, did you get that vibe? Like, when she, like, kissed her on the cheek and she was like, I got that vibe. I could, like, read her body language and she did seem nervous.
I think Camille genuinely wanted to just start over.
Yes.
And I think at some point we have to let some of the drama go from that iconic Real Housewives episode, Dinner from Hell. But I think, I think she was a little nervous being her bridesmaid. Just kind of wanting to make sure that she did everything right. Mm-hmm. Which is a test to Kyle's vibe.
Okay, so next one says, this is from, Teddy Mellencamp, kids. I didn't interject or even speak during that entire conversation regarding LVP and Camille's wedding. You're welcome. Crying face emoji, hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
Yes.
All right.
Someone in the group chat actually said that they found Teddy to be a little bit boring.
This episode?
Well,
or all
I
the
think
time,
in general.
Period. Oh.
Well, there's a lot of people that have seen her kind of switch in a little bit in a way, you know, she started off coming onto the show as this person and now we're seeing a different sides to her, but that's like
learning. That's what happens in different seasons.
Yeah,
everybody grows
layers
and evolve. They evolve. Yeah,
I'm not defending her, but you know, that's just people's opinions.
Uh-oh.
This one's from Reality TV Guru 17. Wow, Lisa saying Erica Jane, if Erica tucks or not, is disgusting. I'm not buying this lie test that proves nothing. Those little bees, Johns, sold the story. You're still guilty, B.
Whew.
Ooh, that was a mouthful.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are going to look at this lie detector test and not buy it either.
No, nobody's going to buy it.
That's what's unfortunate about...
Except Lisa. I'm just kidding.
Except for Lisa.
I'm just kidding. That was a really good joke. I had to throw that in there. I'm just kidding.
Your British humor tonight.
Yeah, I got my British humor, kids. Stay tuned.
That's the thing about trying to prove yourself. It's reality TV. Like, you sign up for this kind of life.
Yep.
So the fact that people are going to be not believing her is going to happen often.
Just is what it is.
Yes.
Moving on. This one is from at Karen Thomas. Kyle is really doing everything to discredit the polygraph. Why? LVP did everything she could to prove her innocence and she wasn't believed. The test surprised them all, hence the need to cast doubt. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Well, in regards to that, they don't know the results of the lie detector right now yet.
No.
So.
Well, they didn't talk about
exactly,
it
exactly, because they don't know the result. Remember Kyle's people were just there at the same time. So we don't
magically they
don't know the results. Yeah.
Yes. This one comes from Christian Snow. I'm sorry, but I'm totally on board for Kyle and Mauricio to have another baby.
Yay.
What are us viewers going to do when Portia grows up?
Oh my gosh. Another baby.
I know. That'll be so great. Portia, you can already tell, is a star.
Yes. She's a diva.
She loves the attention. She's so adorable.
Next one is from @Kate_Chastain. I'm still not really sure what exactly an accountability coach does, but I'm pretty certain it doesn't require more time away one's children than any other job the millions of us working mothers have. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think that this came off as when she was doing, like,
when she was, like, crying and talking to in the jacuzzi about how she works a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that real quick. She said that her business has a potential to being sold. What do we think about All In being, like, growing to the magnitude that it has been? That's pretty huge.
You know what? I'm sorry. You don't stop when it gets hot. This is the time that you stay in and you continue to build your business into where it can grow. She's saying that it's at that peak right now where it can be sold, and she doesn't want to sell it. She just needs to stay in for a couple more years, and I think that she might change her mind.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you think it's too soon?
I think yes, it's definitely too soon. Her business is taking off. You don't just sell it and walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. And in regards to the tweet, like, I think she's saying, like, oh, like, every mother, I guess, takes time away from their kids. But when you own a business, it's 24/7. Like, as long as just like this, but it's 24/7 business and 24/7 business for a mom, too. And that's her struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's doing this for her kids. She's being a good mom by having, you know, by putting in all this hard work with her business.
Yeah. And I think it's definitely going to pay off for her to just continue to grow it out now, like what you were saying.
Yes.
Because, you know, when even though you've had a business for so long, the fact that it's on TV, millions of people are aware of it. It's a platform.
It's so much pressure.
It is.
And it's her name and everything.
Exactly. Continuing with the tweets, this comes from MWEBER3921. Well, I'm convinced. Emoji laughing faces. Lisa Vanderpump is officially the biggest joke in Housewives land. Ooh. I'm actually secondhand embarrassed. Ouch. I'm not sure where this is coming from.
What do you mean? But I don't know.
Yeah, I pull these tweets based on just the night. That one came from this evening. Okay. I think a lot of people are looking at the lie detector test in some, like, way.
They're like,
why?
She's going too far to try to prove it.
Yeah. But it's nice, actually, that she did it, because it was refreshing to see that she's willing to do something like that.
Agreed. But I think it's a little bit, I think it's going too far. Like, for somebody who's innocent, they speak less. Somebody who is lying, they speak a lot. They have a lot to say. And they, like, keep drawing it out. You know what I mean? If you're not guilty, you're like, no, I didn't do it. And if you don't believe me, then too bad. Like, you know what I mean? So for her to get a lie detector test, I mean, again, it could have been part of the show, but I do think that it was a bit too much. It's not like somebody died here. You know what
true.
I mean? Like, I don't know.
I hear
like
you on that.
Much. All right, moving on. This one is from Linus V. Pelt. I honestly didn't think I could hate a housewife more than Teddy, but lo and behold, think I'm starting to hate Kyle more.
Ouch. Well, we see later in the season that Erica is going to be making some statements about saying how they have teamed up. And there's still so much to come on this season.
I think seriously.
We have barely got through the hump. We're 14 episodes in.
How many more episodes do you think?
Usually there's in the 20 mark, 2023. So we're at that almost halfway point.
Wow.
Sarah says, Kyle Richards just tweeted an answer to Kate.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, we'll have to pull that up in a little bit. There's just so much going on in the live chat. So we really appreciate you guys joining us. We end tonight's episode with the wedding.
This is it.
This is why we went to Hawaii in the first place. Camille is getting married. She looks gorgeous. The dress looks fabulous. Kyle is just trying to be there for her as much as she can.
And everybody else was running in right before Camille was about ready to walk down the aisle. Like, ooh. Mauricio, Kyle, they all were literally, like, running in as Camille was, like, getting ready to walk down the aisle.
Well, if that was my wedding, I would be really pissed.
Oh, I would have been so pissed. Well, she was like, come join the wedding. Come join. Like, she was being, like, sarcastic, but...
Yeah.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah, of course, like, me walking down and you already seeing my outfit, like, the whole moment's ruined. Like, could they have gone another way, you know?
So all you cared about was your outfit I'm or her outfit?
No, I'm acting as the bride? As the bride. And if somebody's coming to my wedding and everybody's already seeing what I'm wearing before I even get to walk down, I would have been pissed.
Yeah,
for sure. But Camille, this is her second time doing this. And the women, you know, they were just running late. But it was
literally running late.
It looked pretty awkward with them just squeezing by her, like,
it did,
you know. But the aerial shot of the wedding was beautiful.
Like in a circle, that, and there's so much greenery. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, and Kyle did highlight the fact that, you know, Camille has been through it. You know, we see on an upcoming episode, and we know now that her house burned down in Malibu. She went through cancer. Thank God her mom was able to join the festivities and got on that plane. But she's one of the housewives that people tend to forget all of the health ailments that she's gone through. Cancer is serious.
I honestly forgot that she had cancer.
Yeah. And she struggled with it. You know, it was something. And then for her house, we'll see that in later seasons. But as you guys know, that already happened. Grand in the chat says, still feel these women, excluding Denise and Camille and Erica, are a bunch of jealous, boring haters. Soon, Kyle will be back picking a fight at every turn and inappropriate places.
I love the live chat.
We'll have to see. I know. This is what we need on a regular basis.
I really like the live chat. It's me too. Hilarious.
With just us two tonight, it was perfect.
Yes, so we're reading off everything. Thank you so much.
Ellie Flower 60. Yeah, these women are haters because Erica suggested that she would do anything to prove her innocence. So this is what Lisa did. And they still hate on her. Yes, I would have shown up for the wedding, though.
I think it's because they think that it's like, it's like funny. Like, she took a lie to like... Like, she really did it? Like, we were saying, like, take a lie detector. Like, those are just words that people say. Like,
now that she did the lie detector test, I have a feeling Lisa's coming to the reunion. There's no way she's not.
Yes,
Cynthia, when you're back next week, I think you're going to have to debunk your...
Cynthia, she's coming.
Yes. Grant says, I think Kyle and her husband are putting up a united front because of their legal troubles. Vile Kyle needs to go. Well, we know now that there has been a lot of things going on that spectrum that they're not discussing, but... Mm-hmm. We're not talking about it because they're not talking about it. So let's just leave it at that.
Seriously.
The car looked epic. I love Camille coming in that red car.
I was like, they all fit in there? He's like, three. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. Three people fit in there. I'm surprised there are little flower things fit in there.
I know, the flower crowns. But we thought the wedding was beautiful. Congratulations to Camille. Yes, you looked amazing. Camille and David, before we go, let's get to some quick news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I have here that Denise Richards is on the set of a new movie. Let me just go ahead and pull this up from our group chat. Coming right here. So, we have Denise Richards is... In a new movie, it is the project which is currently filming in Louisville, Kentucky. Ultra popular high schooler Katie Sharp, which is played by my friend Madeline Byrne. Shout out, babe, to Madeline Byrne. She's in a movie with Denise Richards. Cassandra Evans, Maya Horcher, it's pretty much like Switch. They switch places, like the mom and the daughter switch places. So Denise is filming a new movie right now.
Amazing.
So she's still working.
Yeah, she's working away, which is awesome.
Yes.
There's so much news. Definitely check out all the women's interviews with all the publications on YouTube if you guys want to continue to follow these women on a daily basis. Let's get into some predictions for next week's episode.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Let's start off by Amanda giving us a prediction.
I saw the Halloween party and I'm so excited because they're going to be drinking and stuff's going to go down. And I think that there's going to be... a lot of words exchanged between Erica. It was Erica in the preview that we saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Erica and like Teddy and all them. So I really think that I'm also excited to see Lisa Rinna's costume. I think that everybody's going to be so excited that she dressed up like Erica. So the Halloween party, I guarantee there's going to be drama there. And I cannot wait.
Well, Lisa Rinna has a really good glam squad.
She has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, so she definitely put it together. I remember seeing those photos on Instagram. It's when really she was accurate. Rolling them out. Yeah,
she looked great.
She is the big. She's probably the biggest Erica Jane fan out of all the housewives there. And then I would probably say Kyle next.
Yes,
but it's definitely Lisa Rinna.
What about your predictions?
My prediction is that Camille is going to get into it with somebody. We see in the bus that there's Camille. Her name gets brought up, but she's not in the shot. So I think that Camille is going to be getting herself into a little bit of the drama the rest of the way. I've been hearing this constantly that Camille is going to step up to the plate and kind of shift the show a little bit. We see the iconic Kim Richards on the next episode. Well, we know the party is hosted at Kyle's house. So that is going to be pretty epic. Yes, we get to see Kyle's house.
Yes.
So I'm predicting that Camille is going to get into a little bit of some drama.
Do you know who it's going to be with?
I think it's going to be with Dorit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I was trying to quickly look at the preview for next week, and I think Dorit looked pretty upset about something, and I want to predict that it has to do something with Camille.
Okay.
I know that Dorit showed up for the wedding, even though they had a bit of bad words and a bit of a drama, you know, in the past. But seeing them there, I thought that... that they're going to really fight it out on the next episode.
Well, I'm excited.
We'll have to see.
This episode was great, and I think the next episode is going to be great, too.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being here with us on our Tuesday night episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. Amanda, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter @_MakeupMandy with an I, and on Instagram, Makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Urlina. Follow me everywhere @ThomasUrlina, and I will see you here next week. Bye guys.
Bye guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.